This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Right now, live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience, Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Good morning, Ashley.
Well, a big buongiorno to you, John, from Bella Roma.
And a little taste of Laudato Si again, where the Holy Father is talking about being stewards to share the earth's fruits with everyone.
That's right. And in fact, he asked us to really contemplate during this time of crisis how we are doing just that, how we are being good stewards, pointing out that we all have the obligation to be so that everyone can reap the fruit. Now, he said that we ought to look for especially hope during this difficult time of crisis. He pointed out that many social issues have been brought up specifically during the pandemic, things like children who haven't been able to complete their education, people who have lost jobs during the pandemic, and countries that haven't been able to appropriately fund emergency measures because they just don't have the financial means. So he said that because of this, some people are being deprived of their basic needs, and this is the time when we as Christians are called to step up and to help. So he said that we should look to the early Christians who shared what they had, remembering that money shouldn't be our end, but instead we should look at it as though we are stewards. And he asked us today to pray especially for children who are suffering throughout this crisis, children who are not receiving adequate food or education because of the situation. And finally, he gave us the message that it is only with Christian hope that we will be strong enough to fulfill our mission as disciples of Christ and to help the least amongst us, John.
Every day we pray for an end to the pandemic, a solution to this virus. Every day we do to get closer to a vaccine. But in the meantime, we also see so many of our neighbors right here in the United States, all over the world, but really in our own communities who are struggling right now. Many families who just simply cannot afford food. Those lines are still very, very long at food banks and different food events that are happening. So that was a part of the focus of the Pope's general weekly audience. Speaking of the pandemic, there have been little pockets, spikes of the COVID-19 virus here in the United States. How are things going in Italy?
Well, John, we've had some spikes here too. In fact, what the trend that's being noticed is that it's mostly people who are returning from holiday from the countries of Greece, Spain, Malta, and Croatia. And so as a result, there are mandatory tests for anyone coming into Italy from those countries. And the spike is resulting in about a little over 1,000 positive cases as of yesterday. So that's gone up quite a bit over the past few days. Now, the difference in the people who are testing positive right now, they tend to mostly be under 40. They tend to be young holidaymakers with an average age of 34 of the people who've tested positive. So this is actually mostly happening still in the regions of Lombardy and Veneto. They still have the highest numbers. Now, because these people are younger, they tend to be affected in a bit less by the virus. So there's a very low rate of hospitalization. In fact, there are only 70 positive cases in the entire country of Italy who are in the hospital right now. But of course, there's still the risk of the transmission of someone who's young, who may not show symptoms, or who has very, very mild symptoms, that they could transmit it to someone else who could be more susceptible. Now, interestingly, there's also a new system of checks that's going on. And now at night, from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning, it is obligatory to wear a mask if you are in a public space that is crowded. So it's different from simply maybe walking down the block, but we're talking about, say, if you go to the to see some sites in Rome and it's going to be a crowded place. So for example, the very first fine was given the other day to a Roman man who was at the Trevi Fountain. It was very crowded. He did not have his mask on and received that fine. So there's about 70,000 people who are being tested daily. And right now, the contagion index is on guard. So, John, that's exactly what we are. We're on guard at this moment.
That's, you know, I had a COVID-19 test yesterday because I'm having a little surgical procedure done tomorrow. So they require a COVID-19 test, and they did the nasal swab thing, which is said to be the most accurate thing for detecting whether or not you've got the COVID-19 virus. It was so quick and easy. It's like, that was it. You're done. You know, and the nasal swab test, and she was saying it's going to feel, it's an interesting way to describe this. She says, now this is going to feel like you have a little butter up your nose. And it was like, I've never quite experienced that before, but nonetheless.
Here in Italy, we would describe it as a little olive oil, John.
A little olive oil. Okay, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and just on this, this is one of those bittersweet moments, because I remember it was just a couple of years ago. It was in August. Mm-hmm. It was moments after the Morandi Bridge in Genoa had collapsed. Yes. Very tragic. Number of people lost their lives. But only 2 years later, that new bridge is up already. That's amazing that they work so fast.
Yes. It is amazing, especially because the Italian timeline tends to traditionally be a lot slower.
Yeah.
But yes, it's incredible to think that 2 years ago, we were discussing that horrible tragedy when 43 people lost their lives during torrential rains there in Genova, and that bridge collapsed. Now, John, since then, they have had 500 workers around the clock working on this new 1 kilometer long bridge. So this is it's a very popular route in the city of Genova. It's considered actually part of the trade route between Italy and France as well. Now, by the grace of God, this new bridge has been completed, and it's been christened the St. George Bridge. They, in order to continue to make sure that it's constantly being monitored, one new thing that they've done is added 4 what they call maintenance robots. So these patrol the bridge. They look for weathering. They look for wear. They look for any corrosion from the salty breeze that comes in. And so, of course, this is being touted as a very safe bridge, but the families of the victims met with the prime minister before the actual bridge christening ceremony. And he, of course, expressed Italy's closeness with them during this horrible time of tragedy. And the families talked about how their grief is only just getting started, John.
Ashley Nerona live from Rome this morning on the Pope's General Weekly Audience. Other news from Rome and around Italy here at 18 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We talk about saints' feast days. Tomorrow is the feast day of St. Monica. Number one prayer request to Relevant Radio is to pray for children who have walked away from their Catholic faith. How will St. Monica's feast day be celebrated in Rome?
Well, she's going to be especially honored at the church that is named after her son. You know, her difficult son, St. Augustine. That's why she's the patron saint of mothers with difficult children, who is pretty much every mother. So she is our go-to person to pray for all mothers, and especially to pray for children, as you said, John, who've walked away from the faith or are having difficult times in life. Now, there at the Church of St. Augustine, near to Piazza Navona in Rome, is a beautiful green urn that holds her remains. She actually died in Ostia, and her remains were eventually translated to that church here in Rome. Ostia is about 45 minutes, about 30 kilometers from the center of Rome, and it's right on the sea. So, on her feast day, you know, John, because of the reality of the situation right now, there aren't going to be processions, but her relics, side by side with relics of her son, St. Augustine, will be placed on the altar, on the main altar of that Church of St. Augustine's here in Rome, and faithful will have the opportunity to go and pray in a special way on her feast day tomorrow and on the feast day of her son, St. Augustine, on the 28th, John.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday. We've got mom and her son. Tomorrow, St. Monica, and then on Friday, St. Augustine of Hippo. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley is an American living in Rome, teaching crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians. And, of course, she and her husband, John, will give you a personal tour of Rome and the Vatican, and also check out the Truth and Beauty Project. This is something that John and Ashley have put together called the Truth and Beauty Project, and it provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. And you can learn more at truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thank you. All the best to John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, John. It's always a delight. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.